listener production.
Hi, Saskia Channing here with the latest. Three Lake Macquarie men are facing serious charges over a massive drug haul up in Queensland. The trio is accused of using a fishing boat to collect 500 kilos of cocaine worth over $160 million from a cargo ship off the coast of Gladstone. They were arrested at a boat ramp on Sunday. The AFP later searched a local motel along with their homes. A 17-year-old girl charged over the stabbing murder of her 10-year-old sister in Boolaroo remains in custody. She didn't face the Children's Court this morning and was formally refused bail, with her case adjourned to June. Detective Superintendent Danny Doherty says the family is in shock.
There's a family at home who are still grieving, trying to come to terms with what happened to their 10-year-old family member and their loved one. So it's important to note the sensitivity around this.
It's been revealed just over 40 non-target animals found themselves caught in shark nets across Newcastle and Lake Macquarie beaches since September, and sadly, nearly three quarters didn't survive. Lawrence Klebeck is a marine biologist with Humane Society International. He believes the nets need to go.
New South Wales has invested the most and trialled the most of these non-lethal technologies in the world. They are a world leader, but there's just one area where they're lacking and falling behind, and that's the continuing of these shark net programs.
And get ready for a soggy week with showers forecast for the Hunter every day until at least Monday. The Bureau's warning rain totals could end up running into the triple figures, and it's going to be fairly cold as well. Cronulla will head into Sunday's local derby against the Dragons on top of the ladder and full of confidence. Star fullback Nico Hines has told us it's on the back of more faith in the game plan of coach Craig Fitzgibbon.
It just shows that if we can buy into what Fitz is about, then it shows in results. And I think we're doing that at the moment.
And Steve Smith, Jake Fraser-McGurk and Matt Short are all set to be snubbed for June's T20 World Cup when selectors unveil the Aussie squad later this week.